Welcome to the Productivityist Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Vardy. This week on the show, I have a long-distance guest. And when I say long-distance, I mean really long-distance. In fact, you'll notice that the call, there's a bit of a delay and that there is a bit of occasional audio challenges. But that's because I was speaking with Travis Collier, the author of Scale, Refuse to Settle, Recognize What Matters, and Redefine Success. And he is in Saudi Arabia right now, at least for the next 100 days. And then he is back in North America, in America to be specific. And I wanted to chat with him. He's a friend of mine, and this is his first book. And I wanted to find out what drove him to write this book. There's going to be more about the show near the tail end of the podcast. So I'll talk about it during the outro. But I just want to get into this discussion right now. Because Travis is a good friend of mine, and I'm really, really proud that he was able to deliver such a powerful piece of work. So here, without further ado, is Travis Collier on the Productivityist Podcast. So I have with me today on the show Travis Collier. He is the author of Scale, which is, and the subtitle is Refuse to Settle, Recognize What Matters, and Redefine Success. Travis, thanks for joining me today on the podcast.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Now, you, first off, you're the longest distance in terms of guest-wise that I've had on the show. Because where are you right now?
I'm currently deployed to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I'm currently in Riyadh.
So this is interesting. So what, right now, as we're recording this on a Friday, it's about 20 to 12 in the afternoon, or 20 to 12, you know, noon here where I am in Victoria. And what time is it there?
It's almost 10 p.m. So it's pretty far ahead. It is pretty hard to keep track of where people are back in the States.
Yeah, I bet. So, to give a little bit of background, like Travis is I've known Travis for what? I guess we're going on 3 years now.
Yeah, I think so, actually. Wow.
Yeah. So Travis and I, this story pains Michael Schechter, my old podcasting partner to this day. I first met Travis at the World Domination Summit back in, yeah, it would have been in 2013.
Yeah.
And we were all at the Deschutes Brewery. A bunch of us. We were all just kind of hanging out. We were just kind of hanging out as World Domination Summit attendees. I think it was like the first day or before even the thing was active. I think it was just before the party. And we're all there drinking beer. And I had released the Front Nine at this point. I think it was a few months old. And Schechter made the comment of, I don't know how you managed to work Green Lantern references into a book. They used golf as a metaphor for productivity. For those who've read The Front Nine, you'll know what he's talking about. And all of a sudden, this guy, like, looks up. And he's like, wait a minute, are you Mike Vardy? And Schechter's like, the look on his face was like, what? What's going on? And the look on my face was like,
sorry.
Very similar. It was, yeah. And you said, it was you, Travis. And you showed me your ring. Yeah. It was a blue lantern ring, and I'm like, oh my God. And I had my Green Lantern one, and I was just like, I was blown away. And from there, we just kept in touch. I mean, when I went down to Creative Live, you know, you joined me and my wife and kind of showed us a bit around San Francisco. That's when you were back there. We've kind of kept in touch ever since. In fact, you had a red lantern ring when I did the Creative Live talk, because you came down and hung out with us there too. So We've been keeping in touch back and forth, and I'm so proud and happy that you've released this book, Scale. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Scale so that people can get a sense of what they can expect when they pick up this book?
Sure. Scale is a story about people who know they should be doing something different, but just don't know how to get there. And the person that's the metaphor of this story is a guy named Jason. Jason is about 25, 26 years old. He's a civil engineering graduate out of UC Davis, and he moves to LA to chase love and to chase art. He gets to the City of Dreams, stays for a couple of years, gets into UCLA, and realizes that that's not what he wants to do. So in the course of the book, you see Jason leave grad school, falls in love with his Garrity work, the Danziger Studio, because it's very utilitarian. Garrity used stucco. That's one of the first or earliest uses of stucco for residential construction. Mm-hmm. And just starts to be a denizen in West Hollywood. So the story of scale is about Jason in particular, but about all of us who wear, use a superhero metaphor, we want to wear the cape, but we don't know where our superpowers are. And that's kind of what the story of scale is about.
Now, why did you decide to write it I mean, because these messages cannot be conveyed in straight up nonfiction books, right? You know what I mean? Like, we've seen lot of those. Why did you decide to go this route with scale and make it sort of a hybrid approach? I mean, this is very alchemist-like, right? Do you know what I mean?
It is, and I was actually, I read The Alchemist when I was writing scale, and I went with this approach because the program I went through talks about figuring out who your ideal reader is first. And I originally thought this was going to be a fifth discipline style of book, this whole corporate consulting, business, organizational development, kind of what I'm doing here in Saudi Arabia. That's what I was aiming for. But it really turned into a memoir. Not necessarily a memoir, but it really turned into the advice I would give myself if I was 25 and I went to LA instead of joining the military. And then I tried that approach because for me, I write very scattered and I talk very scattered. I talk very fast. I'm a southerner without an accent, which my mom still doesn't understand. And I needed Jason to be there because I needed some way to have that repetition of, and as well as application, and Jason does that. So over time, you know, I started this in January. I just published a couple of days ago, and you know, I was trying to figure out what's Jason's core need, and that's where scale comes from. So the scale model is 5 steps, and it's simplify, compose, activate, leverage, and experience. And it's not like most modern productivity books. I do take a couple of digs at getting things done, and don't try to, but there's some things I'm just not a fan of. Because it's really about what's your core resonance? What works best for you? Who are you in your best moment? You know, I talk about us, actually. You know, I talk about you in particular. Green is the power of will. For me, blue is the power of hope. And I use red as the power of anger because I love red in the gym. But we know, you know, people, the lanterns pick their colors because they resonate what that color and what the powers of those colors represent.
Yeah, I mean, good writing, especially, and we've seen, like you said, we've seen a lot of nonfiction books that talk about the stuff, which is very much, you know, anecdote, and then the point you want to drive home. Then anecdote. So a lot of stories that are about individuals. We've read tons of those books. But what I like about this kind of approach is that it's the story of, it's largely a fictional account, right? Because, I mean, you can easily transplant, you know, the struggling comedian with, you know, struggling realtor in, you know, Seattle or something. I mean, you could do that kind of stuff if you wanted to. But it's one story, and it allows people to not jump all over the place to find out what story resonates with them the most, because the story ultimately is their story, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what, now this has just been out for a couple of weeks, a couple of days. I mean, I've read, you were nice enough to give me a galley copy to check out, and I think, what's the plan? Like, what do you, I mean, obviously, like you said, you don't know what your next is. We did a podcast episode with, for the Voices for Vets campaign, with mm-hmm. Dan Hayes was on, who you've met, Simple Life Together. Dan,
oh, yeah, awesome. Yeah.
And Gary Miller, who he's in San Antonio as well, Gary Miller Jr. He's another former member of the military. So I had them on to talk about the idea of what it's like outside or after. So what is, like, what do you have planned for next? I mean, I know you've got your next posting already, you've kind of indicated where you're going to be, but I mean,
yes.
The book is out there now. So what's next for you in that front? And where, what's your, how are you going to scale? I guess is the best way to ask this.
Good question. For me, so I have about 100 days left in country, and then my deployment's up. I return to America. I'm really excited about that. I've enjoyed being here. It's been the chance of a career for me. I'll give a little background about where I am now. That's going to help me answer where I want to be in the next. Yeah, right now, I'm helping scale a brand new military service to 5,000 soldiers in Saudi Arabia. And it's been, as an instructional designer, as an education guy, it's the chance of a career to work in this environment. I kind of want to do the same thing personally. So for scale, I have a workbook coming up that's going to accompany scale in July when I return to the States. I am opening up my coaching practice probably in the fall. And my second book, which I'm not really sure which one of my three drafts is going to be, will be out by Christmas. I gave myself a goal last year, and I got to thank you, because of you, I ended up at the Instigator Experience Srini Rao last April in 2014. And I promised myself then I would write and release 7 books in 7 years, fiction, nonfiction, everything under the sun, to really turn professional and prove myself as a writer. So to scale myself, it's really the written word. It's going to be scale. The ebook is out now, and I hope people go and download it. It's free until Monday at noon East Coast time. The workbook will be out in July. People who buy the book sign up, or buy the book and finish it, they can sign up for a free half-hour strategy session with me right now, so I can figure out who are the people that are really resonating with this work and how I can help them more. And then my next book will be out in the fall, winter of this year, and I'm really going to do a second version of scale. And you talked about the anecdotes and how a lot of books are just anecdote, and that's how it is. I really think people will enjoy scale, and will enjoy hearing how it's more applied. So I do want to get a lot more of those real stories. And then from my print edition, which I plan to bring out in fall of 2016, that's going to probably be the standard 200, 250 page, 4 or 5 people whose stories can gather in the course of the next year and a half and really show how scale works.
Well, so you're scaling it, basically. to clarify, yes. I mean, you and I know that the formula for nonfiction is anecdote point. I think anecdotes are important. I think that it can often become a template. So it's refreshing to see something that doesn't quite follow that formula. And scale doesn't follow that. So I like that. And I like the fact that you've got a plan. I mean, that's huge, because again, when it comes to the stuff you're talking about, you know, you basically are able to outline to me really quickly and articulately at that what you plan on doing. And it follows your credo of, you know, simplify, you know, compose, you know, activate, leverage and experience. I mean, it's all. And I think that's one of the things I'm working on. And I know people who are listening to this know that I'm working on something like my next big thing. And it has a lot to do with a model that I think basically will help people get more of the right things done now and down the line. And I think that once you have that as a framework for yourself, it can go a long, long way. So anyone who, before, we'll wrap up at this point, Travis, but before anybody, before people go, go get this book, pick it up. I know if you're listening to this and you're a Patreon supporter, you will have been able to pick up the book for free, because this episode will already have been released to you before, the book is no longer for free. It's going to be, what did you say, $4.99, I think, for those that are after Monday?
So $4.99 after Monday.
Yeah, so $4.99. I'll have a link in the show notes for that. So those of you who are Patreon supporters, you had an opportunity to get it for free. So there you go. But it can be against scale. I'm just really happy that you're able to, because I know we talked about this, you know, for a while and what you wanted to do, and it's good to see you're moving things forward and making things happen. And the 7 books in 7 years, that's ambitious, but it's totally doable. Like, that's the thing. A lot of people, I don't think, And you are, and the other thing is, you're also working. This is the thing that drives me insane with a lot of people, is they'll say, oh, I can't do it because I don't have time because I'm working. You're working too, and you're writing books, and you're doing that. I mean, yeah, you don't have kids and stuff that others have, but it's nice to see you take that time and build something that, so that you're future-proofing Travis Collier down the line.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for noticing that. I appreciate it.
So where can people find you online if they want to read more of your work? Because your blog is fantastic as well. And also, you've got a Twitter presence as well.
I do. So my blog is bitthinking.com, bit-thinking.com. It's a play off of an old Chris Brogan joke, so it's not exactly easy to type in. And then my Twitter account is tscollier21. So 21 is the 21st day I was born. In the month I was born, so it's easy for me to remember, so I don't try to tweet somebody else. And I'm also actually, as part of this Scale project, I'm doing L. Luna's 100 Days project. So you can find me on Instagram, Collier.T, and I'm talking about, honestly, the 100 things I'm doing for each day for 100 days from when this book came out till when I redeployed back to America to try to get Scale out there. So I'll talk about this tomorrow and some other things I'm trying to do to just figure out how to market. Because my finish line was the book. My finish line wasn't marketing. So I'm learning my lessons.
Yeah, that's like they say, you know, the pre-production is it's like film work. Pre-production is a lot of work. The production is short, and then post-production is a lot of work too. So the writing process, as much as it's the challenge, it's probably the shortest process in a lot of ways. It's the prep, and then it's the post that takes a while. So, well, hopefully this episode will help you get more people to get more eyes on the book. Again, it's called Scale, Refuse to Settle, Recognize What Matters, and Redefine Success. Travis Collier, my friend, thank you for being on the show this week.
Thank you, brother. Thank you to your community, too. I really appreciate it.
A big thanks to Travis for joining me on the podcast this week. Again, really stoked for him. And the book has just come out. It is now available on Amazon. It was free up until Monday, but now it's the modest price of, I believe, $4.99. So check it out. Again, it's called Scale. And again, I'm just really happy for Travis and can't wait to see what he delivers next, as he talked about at the tail end of the show. Now, we've got a bunch of stuff that I want to get to leading into the next few episodes. The first thing I want to get to is that there's a lot of people that have sent in things via the newsletter and via the Patreon page and stuff. So I'm going to get to those starting next week. So any of the new supporters, any of the people who have offered up certain things in terms of how their office is set up and whatnot that I've done through the newsletter, I'm going to start addressing some of those next week. So if you are listening to this and you've been waiting and waiting and waiting to get mentioned, those will start next week. So hold your breath at least one more week for that. If you are not a Patreon supporter, you can do that very easily by going to patreon.com/productivityist. And every dollar that is donated, and really more of pledged than donated, goes towards the direct production of this podcast. Now that I have my studio downstairs, my office, we're going to start using an editor. So I'm actually going to have an editor that's going to put this thing together so we can get more podcasts that are going to have maybe a few extra tracks on them, more clips, the kind of thing you heard in the meetings episode, which I've been working on trying to get more of those out. I want to do one on email. I want to do one on calendar management. I want to do one on sleep. So we're going to have that kind of stuff happening. And of course, all the funds are going to go towards helping me have an editor to help put those together so that I can gather the content and do the interviews and then have somebody edit those for me. So that's one thing that I'm going to be doing with some of the Patreon supporting funds. And if you look at the Patreon site, you will see a bunch of different perks that are available, including at the top tier, which is $50 per month, a 20-minute coaching session with yours truly every month. Now, those are very limited. I think there's only 12 available, and I believe there's only 10 or so that are still active, maybe even 9 at this point. These are very limited in that not only do you get to speak with me, But not many clients are getting to do that anymore. We're bringing on new coaches to help out with productivity as coaching. So this is one of your rare opportunities to get to speak with me directly for 20 minutes a month. So that's something you might want to consider. And there's, of course, a whole other slew of perk levels. And we're readjusting the perk levels and the tiers, so the milestone goals. And we'll be doing that over the course of the next few weeks as well. If you are not a Patreon supporter, that's cool. No problem. I would love to get your rating and review on iTunes or on Stitcher or wherever you are listening to the podcast. It just helps more people find the show, as well as just lets me know what I'm doing right and what I could improve upon. So any kind of support in that regard would be fantastic. And if you want to get the Productivityist newsletter, you can do that as well. Just go to productivityist.com, and at the top, in the little hero image at the top, enter your email address. You'll get my Way of the Productivityist manifesto, and also you'll get exclusive first run content. In fact, sometimes content that won't be delivered anywhere else, such as my ebook, The Gift of Time, which Patreon supporters also got. So that way you get exclusive stuff and a whole bunch of different stuff that isn't generally released on the website or on the blog. So there you have it. That's it for this week. Next week's episode, I have my good friend, Michael Schechter, my old podcasting partner in crime, coming on the show to talk with me, to have a discussion. We haven't done this in a while, and we have finally gotten the chance to do it. So he'll be back with me next week for the first time on his own, without somebody else being here with him and without a crying baby in the background. So that's going to be pretty awesome. And then I've got Eric Fisher coming up in the next couple of weeks and a bunch more guests, as well as some of the episodes I'm talking about where we look at different applications and different approaches to things, as well as a big announcement on the big project that I've been working on for some time now. That's coming up in the next couple of weeks. So again, thank you so much for listening this week. And I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you go pick up Travis's new book, Scale. All those links, of course, are in the show notes. And we will see all of you next week. Until then, keep moving things forward. Take care. Thank you.